You're listening to the Courageous Life Podcast, helping you develop courage and resilience in a perilous and unpredictable world. This is your host, Sean Mitzel. I'm coming to you from the mountains of northern Idaho. I'm glad you're with us. Today, I want to bring you a short message about Pentecost Sunday and Memorial Day. First, I want to start out by reading Joshua chapter 4, and this really kind of talks about the importance of memorials. Okay, and I'll talk about the specific meaning of this chapter, and then I want to, like I said, share with you just a little bit about Pentecost Sunday and Memorial Day. Maybe it'll give us a little bit different perspective on those two events, holidays, you know, however you want to look at it. All right, so Joshua chapter 4, starting in verse 1 and following. When all the nation had finished passing over the Jordan, the Lord said to Joshua, "Take 12 men from the people, from each tribe a man, and command them, saying, 'Take 12 stones from here out of the midst of the Jordan, from the very place where the priest's feet stood firmly, and bring them over with you, and lay them down in the place where you lodge tonight.' Then Joshua called the 12 men from the people of Israel, whom he had appointed, a man from each tribe. And Joshua said to them, 'Pass on before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan, and take up each of you a stone upon his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the people of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, when your children ask in time to come, what do these stones mean to you? Then you shall tell them that the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall be to the people of Israel a memorial forever.'" Now, at the end of the chapter, okay, that was through verse 7. At the end of the chapter, it gives us the reason or the answer to the question. So when future generations were to come, when the children were to come, say, "Papa, what is this memorial? What are all these, you know, these big stones that these people had to put on their shoulders to get them out of the middle of the Jordan River? Why are they here? They're piled up. What do they mean?" And the answer is given to us. And it says that the Lord is mighty, that you may fear the Lord your God forever. And then they were to tell them, you know, what had happened there, what occurred, what transpired historically. And then these future generations would hear that, and that they would in turn fear the Lord your God forever. Okay, so that gives us a picture in the Old Testament of how Israel were to think of these things. And so what's instructive to me is not only the, you know, what they were supposed to do and what these memorials meant to the future generations, but also that memorials are good. Memorials teach us, they help us reflect, and they help us in many cases bring us back to, say, first principles, or bring us back to some important piece of history, and that we should understand these things. Okay, so I want to, with that as our backdrop, I want to talk about Pentecost Sunday. And to understand Pentecost Sunday, we have to go back even further and we look at the celebration of Shavuot. So this is a Jewish harvest festival that Israel was first commanded to observe in the Torah. Okay, the Torah is the first five books of the Bible. And it's described in Leviticus, and I'll just read a couple verses from Leviticus 23. "Count off 50 days up to the day after the seventh Sabbath, and then present an offering of new grain to the Lord. From wherever you live, bring two loaves made of 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour baked with yeast, as a wave offering of first fruits to the Lord." Okay, and again, that came from Leviticus 23. And so Pentecost is 50 days. So this festival, which occurs on the 50th day after Passover, is also known as Pentecost. Okay, that's 50 in Greek. They call it the Feast of Weeks. All right, so there's lots of Jewish customs associated with this, and there's lots of Christian customs associated with this, because we get the day of Pentecost, and then what throughout history has been celebrated as Pentecost Sunday, which is 50 days after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, so you can see the relationship there. Passover in the Jewish tradition, 50 days from Passover or Pentecost, or the this harvest festival, the Feast of Weeks, and then Pentecost Sunday, 50 days from Christ's resurrection. Okay, so that's the background, that's the backdrop. So I'm sure many Jews are celebrating Shavuot, and even Messianic Jews probably are celebrating Shavuot today. But I want to focus on the Protestant tradition, I guess, of Pentecost Sunday. So let's talk about what actually happened on the day of Pentecost. So the event is recorded in the New Testament in the book of Acts, beginning in chapter 2, and I'll read you just a couple of verses. And when the day of Pentecost had come, the first followers of Jesus were all together in one place. All of a sudden, a sound came from heaven like a strong wind filling the house where the people had gathered. Something like tongues of fire rested on their heads, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability to speak. Okay, so the languages spoken by the early Christians were intelligible and were heard by thousands of Jewish pilgrims who had come to Jerusalem to celebrate Shavuot. At some point, Peter stood up. He preached his first sermon. Peter went on to explain that Jesus had been raised, had been poured out. He had poured out the Spirit in fulfillment of God's promise through Joel. And if you want to go check that out, Joel chapter 2, which basically prophesies about this event. You know, when we look at how do Christians celebrate Pentecost, of course, that's wide-ranging, as you can imagine. A lot of people have never even heard of Pentecost Sunday that go to church. So obviously, some churches don't mention it at all, really. They might mention it in passing, whether it's through a prayer or a song or perhaps even a sermon talking about the first Pentecost here in Acts chapter 2. And then some churches will employ the liturgical colors, and then those are generally will use red on Pentecost as a symbol of power and fire of the Spirit. Okay, so whether you're talking about Anglican or Episcopalian, Catholics, some Presbyterians, will all have their different traditions, if you will. And so centuries ago in Britain, for example, those joining the church wore white for baptism. This is on Pentecost Sunday. Thus, the Sunday was called White Sunday. Okay, and there's lots of other traditions. You can go throughout all these different countries and see some of their traditions that they have followed with regards to Pentecost Sunday. So that was pretty interesting to me. But as far as like the spiritual significance of Pentecost, so we're talking about, again, the 50 days or 7 weeks after the resurrection. Holy Spirit was poured out upon those followers of Christ who had gathered together. And, you know, I think it symbolizes for us how Christians are meant to live in the presence and power of the Spirit of God. Okay, so the Holy Spirit helps us to confess Jesus as Lord. It gives us an opportunity to consider how we are living each day. I think Pentecost also helps us to remember, it's a memorial, of the central role of the church in God's work in the world. This watershed event was the first gathering of the Christian church. Okay, this became the first Christian church, and which is why Pentecost Sunday is sometimes referred to as the birthday of the church. Now, so we understand the central role of the church in God's work in the world, and that a Pentecost should remind us of that. Okay, it's a vivid illustration of that truth that the community of God's people is central to God's work. It should invite us to consider our own participation in the fellowship, worship, and mission of the church. Okay, now I want to talk about the American holiday of Memorial Day. Now, Memorial Day is a solemn day of remembrance for everyone that has died serving in the American Armed Forces. Now, the holiday originally was known as Decoration Day, and that started after the Civil War to honor the Union and Confederate dead. Now, later, through a series of different celebrations that kind of cropped up on their own, and eventually it was nationally recognized, started around 1968. Congress passed the Uniform Holiday Act, which designated Memorial Day as the last Monday in May rather than May 30th. Okay, so it was celebrated as May 30th for a long time, and now, as we have come to know it, is the last Monday in May. I think what's missing on Memorial Day is balance. And this is kind of what prompted me to want to say something about this at all, because on the one hand, you see all the social media shamings of people, things like, in case you thought this was National Barbecue Day, and they'll show an emotionally driven picture of a funeral or something like that, or a small child crying over their father's gravesite. Now, I can sympathize with this position greatly. I get very irritated by the mix up between, say, Veterans Day and Memorial Day. So I get it. You know, you see people posting all the time about, thanks to my uncle, brother, grandfather, and those who have served and will serve forever. You know, this is very disingenuous. At least it seems that way. And that's not what Memorial Day is about. So a lot of times it's just an honest mistake, not understanding the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. And so that's important. Just simply knowledge that Memorial Day is honoring those who gave the last full measure of devotion. And, you know, one of the things I came across is just doing a little bit of study on this is during World War II in France in 1944, General Truscott gave a speech. And unfortunately, we don't have the full details of the speech. We don't have the transcripts. And his remarks were brief and extemporaneous. But the gist of it was, at least from a couple different sources, that he had apologized to the dead men for their presence here. You know, he was taking a little bit on himself. You know, he's basically said something to the effect that, hey, I made mistakes and people died for this. And he said, you know, he would say something like, I know that people tell leaders it's not their fault that men get killed in war. But he admitted that, you know what, that's not altogether true. And he had said, at least this is a quote from the source, he said he hoped anybody here through any mistake of his would forgive him. But he realized that was asking a lot under the circumstances. And he would not speak about the glorious dead because he didn't see much glory in getting killed, especially for those who are in their late teens or early 20s or anybody dying in the midst of war. There's nothing glorious about it. And so I think it's important that we understand that. We're not to romanticize. We're not to glorify death and war, which happens all too often. But at the same time, we do need to remember that our war dead. And we must understand that. We must tell their stories, and that it might be instructive to us. One, that we remember them as a memorial to them. We must remember the families of those that have given this full measure. And we must understand the very important lesson that we demand our nation not go to war unless absolutely, absolutely necessary. Because there's nothing glorious about having war dead. So let's, this Memorial Day, strike a balance of remembering our war dead, but not becoming so shamed that we feel we must sob all day in a corner. Enjoy family, friends, fellowship, and barbecues, but say something in remembrance of our war dead. Say something, you know, help educate others on why Memorial Day is important to us. And for my fellow veterans out there, if somebody mistakenly thanks you for your service on Memorial Day, just say thank you and politely remind them that this is Memorial Day and it's to remember our war dead, that they are thinking of Veterans Day. This concludes today's podcast. Thanks for listening. Please visit us on our website, thecourageouslifepodcast.com. We would appreciate any comments or questions that you have. And also like us on Facebook, The Courageous Life Podcast. Semper Fidelis and Soli Deo Gloria.